So we received a listener complaint a few days ago, and I thought it was pretty relevant to bring it up at this time of the year because we're moving towards the festive season. And of course, it's a time when police have to take precautions. Many people are driving drunk or driving recklessly on the roads. And as a result, we see a number of roadblocks springing up all over the country. But one of the issues is that you have to know that the roadblock is being run, is being conducted in a way that is above board, right? That is in accordance with the law that the JMPD in the city, for example, has to carry out. And sometimes you get stopped by a police traffic officer and, you know, something just doesn't ring true. And that was why we thought we should actually speak to this particular listener. Her name is Shafika, and she gave us a call to just discuss her discomfort with something that happened on the weekend. She was stopped by a policeman, and I'm actually going to bring her into the conversation to tell her story. Shafika, good afternoon, and thank you very much for speaking to us on Afternoon Drive. Can you tell us what happened on Saturday evening, please?
Hi, Joanne. So I was actually on my way home, and I had my two little kids in the car with me. It was about 7 o'clock in the evening, and we were driving, and there were three metro cars standing in the middle of the road. So there were no cones visible. They were literally standing there with torches, shining lights on people driving past. So the one pulled me over, which was fine, and being a woman alone, you know, it's dark. I'm very new, as I'm sure most of the ladies are out there. I opened my window about three-quarter way, and he said to me, "What's this now?" So I said, "I'm sorry." He says, "Why are you opening your window like this? This is what we experienced in 1994. What are you trying to say? Are you trying to be racist towards me?" And I was so baffled. I was like quite taken aback because I didn't expect him to say that. Then he says to me, "Give me your license." I said, "You know, you can say please." He says, "Oh, do you want to teach me English now?" So I said, "It's common courtesy. You're an officer of the law." Anyway, I passed him my license. He then proceeded to call me racist. He called another JMP officer over, said to him, "Look how she's opening her window. She thinks we're going to do something to her." So I said, "I'm not comfortable opening it any wider. I don't know you. I don't trust you. I don't know what's going on here." Then he said, "I'm not giving you your license back." And he took it and he walked away. At that point, my two little kids, my son in the back was going hysterical because we didn't know what was going on. And he directed me to pull over to the side, which I did. And he wasn't coming back. So I got out of the car and I actually walked up to him. And I was really angry at this stage because they weren't checking for traffic fines as the big van that they have that checks traffic fines wasn't even there.
Yeah. What was he doing with your license, Shafika? Why had he taken it away? Was it clear to you?
No, I have actually no idea. He just literally said to me, I'm taking your license away from you. And it really felt like he was trying to intimidate me, especially being a lady alone with young kids. He had no reason for taking my license. I had done nothing wrong. I had my seatbelt on. I was driving really slowly. And when I got out of the car and I noticed another car that was pulled over next to me, it was another lady driver with a young kids in the back as well. So when I got out and I said, "Where's my license?" I was really agitated and I said quite loudly. Then he could see I wasn't backing down. And he walked towards me and he said, "Yeah, I'll give you your license, but you mustn't be racist and you mustn't be rude." And I thought to myself, where in all of that did I even imply that I was racist towards him? And I got in my car and I drove away. That was it.
Right. Shafika, thank you for sharing your story with us. You might just want to hold on because we've actually brought Wayne Minna from the JMPD into the conversation. Wayne, good afternoon to you. And thank you very much for making yourself available today. So this incident happened around about Melrose Arch, close to Melrose Arch, the robot just before the bridge over the highway. And this happened on Saturday evening. How do you understand what has happened to this motorist?
Good afternoon. Yes, look, you see, it's not an easy situation, but you know, I'm sorry to hear that she was harassed in any way, because the officers are out there just to do their job. What we must also keep in mind is that the roadside checks and roadblocks are going to happen even more as we go into the festive season.
So yes, of course.
Motorists driving on Johannesburg roads, seeing officers in uniform on the side of the road, driving fully marked cars must expect to be stopped and then they are going to be checked. There will be routine checks done all the time.
Right. So Wayne, that's not what we're disputing at all. We're quite happy to have a police presence on the roads. In fact, it's quite a relief for those of us who abide by the law that your cops will be visible over the festive season. But this is a gentleman who clearly took objection to a woman who was alone in a car with two young children, not rolling her window all the way down. I mean, is there a particular rule that she broke by not rolling her window all the way down?
No, not. But you see, we must also bear in mind that when officers in full uniform driving fully marked cars stop you on the side of the road, they do have a right to ask for your driving license.
All right, that's they not in do. Dispute either. Wayne, were you able to listen to this call, by the way? Were you listening to what Shafika had to say? Okay, so she's not objecting to the fact that they took her license. But she's relating to us that at this point, the policeman said to her, I'm taking your license away and I'm not giving it back to you. And no reason was given to her for that. Is that acceptable behavior by a traffic officer?
No, that's wanting to intimidate a motorist. It's not the right thing. So if an officer misconducts himself or a female officer misconducts herself or being disrespectful, they have the right to report such an officer to the internal affairs for the matter to be investigated for disciplinary action against the officer. I'll give a number where motorists can call the internal affairs. It's 0800 203712.
203712. Oh, all right. I'm going to bring her. Wayne, stay with us, please. I'm going to bring Shafika back into the conversation now. Shafika, I mean, Wayne's just given us a number on which you can contact the JMPD. However, I think the difficulty arises out of the fact that if I'm correct, you were not able to get either the identity or the badge number of the officer concerned. Why is that?
No, because I actually said to him, I said, what are you stopping me for? If you want to arrest me, you can take me away and show me your badge. The minute I said, show me your badge, he completely ignored me. And I said this two or three times. I said, show me your identification, show me your badge. And when he could see that I wasn't backing down away from that again, he handed me my license and walked away. He refused to show me his badge.
All right, let's bring Wayne back at this point. Wayne, how do you respond to that?
I know that's wrong. That's wrong on the part of the officer. An officer in full uniform on duty should never want to refuse to show his identity. That was wrong on the part of the officer.
What do you do in that instance? I mean, you're a woman. You can't very well overpower the man or demand that he show you his badge because you don't know what kind of reaction you can get from a man who's already displaying aggressive behavior towards you, seemingly because you're a woman. How do you get that information if a traffic officer refuses to give it to you?
Look, if you're in the Johannesburg area, I'd advise you to call the 24-hour hotline for the officers from the internal affairs to assist you as soon as possible.
So she, Shafika could conceivably have called this number while she was parked there and said, I'm having an altercation with one of your officers right now. He refuses to give me any information. How do I source the information from him so I can report the details to you?
Absolutely. Then the internal affairs would take down the details and try to assist the motorist as best possible.
All right. Just give me a sense of this. Filming an officer who is out of line while this interaction between you and he or you and she is continuing, is that permitted if you are filming from your car or if you're filming it from a public road?
You see, taking a video or taking a photo of a public servant is permissible if the officer is in full uniform and on duty, because that's what we are. We are public servants. But what we don't want to do is to encourage it, because there is such a thing as provocation. We don't want motorists to start provoking the officers.
How do you know it's not the other way around? How do you know it's not the officer provoking the motorist?
That is why I'm giving the internal affairs number. If you feel that you've been harassed in any way by an officer for bad behavior, then you phone the internal affairs will take the call. It's a 24-hour hotline number.
Yeah, that doesn't really answer the question, Wayne, as to what to do if they won't give you the information and the like. And if you're a woman on your own, you feel completely disempowered in that position because you don't actually know what they can do to you. We've had incidents of police officers of all kinds, not just JMPD officers, but of all kinds assaulting women, right? So I would film if I were in that particular situation. I would try to film the officer. I would take a photograph of the officer. I would try to photograph the number plate of the car at the very least that the JMPD officers are in. We don't even know if these are legal roadblocks that are underway. Let's take a couple more calls. Neo in Eichenhof is on the line to us. Hi there, Neo.
Hi, how are you, ma'am?
Hi, well, thanks. Go for it. We're a little short of time.
I'm blessed, thank you. I just want to pose a question, maybe a comment.
Yes.
The guys that are, the traffic cops that are actually taking like speed limits and all that,
yes.
Why do they have to jump onto the highway, you know? Because the cars are moving at 120, 110, and somebody just comes and wants to stop you in the middle of the highway. So it's very dangerous for their lives, and also they're putting us into a dangerous position that now you have to swerve around and duck these people.
All
don't
right.
They have a better way of doing it? Because now people are being killed. Traffic cops are being killed on the highway because of stopping cars. You
know? Right. No, good question. Let me take your question in batches. I'll take Barra as well. Or Barra, is it in Montana? Barra, tell us what your question is for Wayne, and I'll ask both of them at the same time.
Hi, Jen. My question for Wayne is, are police officers allowed to take your driver's license and walk away from the vehicle with it? Or, like, are they supposed to take your information, then hang your driver's license while you're stationed in your vehicle, and then they can check whatever it is that they need to verify?
All right. Wayne, can we start with the driver's license question first, please? Do they walk away with it, or should they check the information while they have it in hand and you can see it?
Okay, let's just deal with the first question.
All right.
When it comes to speed cameras or law enforcement, on the freeways we prefer to use the speed cameras and then send a notice by post unless there are complaints on other roads where we need to have officers checking speed with an instrument. When it comes to the issue of the driving license, yes, an officer does have the right to ask for your driving license if he stops you on the side of the road to be able to verify if all is in order as far as your license is concerned and the validity of the vehicle license on the road and roadworthiness of the vehicle and every aspect in terms of the law. So an officer may ask for your driving license, yes.
That wasn't the question. The question was, can he walk away from the car with it? Can he walk away
yes.
from you with it? He can do that.
Yes.
To go and check it. All right. Okay.
If you are stopped on the side of the road during a routine check or at a roadblock, the officer may take your driving license to an instrument or apparatus to do the necessary check.
All right. The other question about traffic officers jumping into the road at the very last minute, particularly the highway when motorists are driving quite fast, doesn't that present a problem, Wayne?
In Johannesburg, we use the speed cameras. So stopping cars on the freeway doesn't happen.
Okay.
You send a notice through the post.
All right. Just a last question, Wayne, and I'm asking because this was a female caller who felt that she was intimidated because she was a woman on her own with two children. Have you done any particular training in and amongst all the talk about gender-based violence and that kind of thing, which we've seen in various sectors in this country? Have you done particular training with your male officers who are often quite intimidating with the women they stop? Have you done any training to make sure that they don't intimidate women or don't behave aggressively to women in particular?
Yes, the training in the academy for all officers before they get onto the road is very extensive. And that includes how to deal with the public when they stop a motorist and the importance of being respectful towards motorists when they're on the road. I'll tell you this much. Public are also disrespectful to the officers.
Oh, sure.
But
I do take your point. But that's why I feel that filming can be beneficial for both members of the public and the officers involved, because it has been used to convict people, for example, in racism cases. So are you quite sure that there's a problem with filming officers and motorists they're interacting with?
Yes, no, for sure. Look, if an officer is corrupt and an officer is blatantly doing wrong, and an officer is blatantly out of line, it's important to take a picture of the car so that you can identify the officer or the number plate or the badge or the surroundings in extreme cases for wrongdoing. But right. Also, we must keep in mind the issue of provocation.
Of what, Wayne? Sorry? Provocation. I think we should take into account the issue of provocation on both sides, actually, Wayne. And that's why it's so useful. Thank you for joining us. Wayne Minna, JMPD.